You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. You can find good journalists all around the Bay Area, including a corner of the North Bay where you might not expect it. That's why we partner with the award-winning San Quentin Prison Report for stories told behind prison walls by the inmates themselves. Today, we're going to get to know one of those reporters, Greg Eskridge. By age 11, he was living on the streets, trying to take care of himself. He got into drugs and alcohol, and by the time he was 21 years old, he was sentenced to spend the rest of his life in prison. San Quentin Prison Report producer Nigel Poor brings us the story.
Everybody said the same thing. I told my cousin, he said, man, where you at? I said, I'm going to San Quentin. Man, I thought you was doing good.
The first thing anyone learns about Greg Eskridge when you meet him is that he's quick to laugh, even when he's talking about serious things. Greg recently turned 40, and he says he feels good about the plans he has for his future and his place in the world. This is a far cry from the young man who came to prison almost 20 years ago. I ask him to tell me about the person I would have met had we been introduced back then when he was a free man on the streets.
I had no ambitions other than to just exist out in the world with some of the chaotic things I was doing. You know, I had no drive to be better. I was selling drugs. I was running wild in the streets with my buddies. I was real promiscuous.
Greg's life was bleak. Everything was falling apart. His reliance on marijuana and alcohol were taking a toll, and it was at this point that he committed a serious crime. So what was your crime?
My crime was murder, attempted murder, and assault with a deadly weapon.
After he committed his crime, Greg was on the run for about a month. He tried to disappear, only went out at night, and while he waited for the inevitable appearance of the police, he dulled himself with marijuana and alcohol. It wasn't until he was in court being sentenced that he was actually able to take in the gravity of his situation.
I put my head down, and that was the first time in a long time that I cried. It was hard to breathe. I could hear my family crying behind me. I could hear the family of the victim on the other side cheering. So it was very emotional. It was a hard time. It was probably the worst moment of my life.
He started his life sentence at New Folsom Prison, where the most violent offenders are housed. Greg says stabbings and shootings were common in there, and the stress of always being on high alert was taking a toll on him. So he says he continued with his self-destructive ways. 2 years into his sentence, an older inmate who was witnessing Greg's behavior gave him a book to read, Kaffir Boy by Mark Mathabane. It's an autobiography about a boy growing up under apartheid rule in South Africa.
I really started to get into the book, and it started to change me because I'm looking at someone else's struggles and seeing what I'm going through is not as bad as that person that's out there. So it gave me some perspective, and with that perspective came, I stopped drinking. Because in prison, there's always a way to get alcohol, but I had no desire for the alcohol. My mind started clearing up, so I wanted to get rid of all the vices.
Strangely, he found many parallels between his life and the life of the Kaffir boy. Greg reads a passage that reminds him of his own upbringing.
When I was growing up in Alexandria, it meant hate, bitterness, hunger, pain, terror, violence, fear, dashed hopes and dreams. Today it still means the same for millions of black children who are trapped in the ghettos of South Africa, in a lingering nightmare of a racial system that in many respects resembles Nazism. In the ghettos, black children fight for survival from the moment they are born. They take to hating and fearing the police, soldiers and authorities as a baby takes to his mother's breast. In my childhood, these enforcers of white prerogatives and whim. Well, when I was young, I was very bitter because of my own childhood. And once I read the book, I started seeing some of the violence and negativity he was subjected to. And it made me see how his life was much worse than mine.
Now, Greg is reflecting on life as a 40-year-old man.
To me, 40 symbolizes an age where you don't really care about opinions. And that's how I've been walking these few days of 40.
Not caring has freed Greg up to become a reporter with the San Quentin Prison Report. And now it's possible his stories could affect others the way the book, Kaffir Boy, affected him.
Being a reporter has given me a chance to interact with people, engage in conversations. I believe everyone has a story to tell, and I just want to be that vehicle to help them tell their story.